भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया नमाम विष्णु पदाय कृष्णा कृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सतदेव गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे शिवशेषा शून्यवादी सत्कत्यादे प्रचारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैतागदाधरा शिवासदिगो भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वांट टू once again repeat what I said on Thursday. I'm very, very thankful that you have come today for this festival, a joyous festival and a thoughtful festival as well. I know that some of you have gone through the Bosnian wilderness. Any one of you who has been in Bosnia now knows it's a bombed place, a hopeless place, and you have come here to celebrate. And I really know that many of you have come with deep expectations to charge up their spiritual batteries, to maybe obtain answers or directions in their lives. Some of you have taken sacred sankalpas yesterday, how to direct your life towards Lord Krishna. During the initiation ceremony, I'm very moved. Because I know that a great factor of coming together is myself at my birthday, which happened somehow to fall on Lord Nityananda's appearance day. So I'm very overwhelmed by feelings of gratitude and just very happy to see all of you. And I pray in my heart that your spiritual desires, which have brought you here, will be fulfilled beyond your boldest expectations. I hope like this, and I want to now speak a little on the Guru Parampara and on the meaning of Vyasa Puja. And Shishtikata has told many things I wanted to say. This is a good sign, and we are disciples. We should see that slowly our feelings and our intelligence turns in the direction of our spiritual masters. Srila Jiva Goswami says the intelligence of the disciple should be like the movements of the snake. when it hears the music of the from the flute of the snake charmer. Snake charmer makes a certain melody. It is like this. Do 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 do. It is very simple because snakes are not so complicated. As the movement, as the melody moves, and the flute also moves, the snake eventually moving in the same way. So it is a dream of ours that our intelligence will move according to the directions of the Shastras and the spiritual master eventually. So I think you all know as disciples, you find yourself all of a sudden in a situation where you explain Krishna consciousness to a sincere inquirer, and you notice you say things, later you hear your spiritual master saying the same things in a similar way, or you remember. I have seen this very often in relationship to Srila Prabhupada, that yes, my intelligence started to move in his direction, and by his logic, by his intelligence. And this is what we aspire. So when we always rebel against our spiritual master, then it's a little difficult for us to get a harmonious relationship. Our intelligence always goes yoop in some other direction. It will not be so such a happy relationship for us, but a relationship of shaping and forming and sometimes testing. Today I have given my lecture as the title "The Glorious Campaign of God." For me, as a disciple, to think of my spiritual master and the disciplic succession means actually to think of a plan of Krishna, a glorious plan of Krishna, to pull me out of material concepts and material life, and to pull also those who are in connection with me out of the darkness of ignorance. Our first Guruji is, of course, Lord Krishna, from whom everything emanates. He's called the Adi Guru in the Sanskrit language. Now, in this world, his first disciple is Lord Brahma, the creator. And if you think for a moment about Lord Brahma's life and enlightenment by Lord Krishna, by Lord Krishna's flute, actually, we have the flute example. You will think it is very relevant for your own life. As we know, Lord Brahma was born in utter darkness. There was nothing around in the universe except for darkness. Even your mind is not yet here. We are in darkness at the moment. Lord Brahma tried to find out the origin of his existence. He saw himself sitting on a lotus flower, so he wanted to see, am I coming from this lotus flower? So he looked a little inside, you know, just like, if I want to know what is, maybe there's something underneath the seat, then I remove the cushion. I don't want to destroy Dira Mati's beautiful arrangement. But so he started to look within the stem of the lotus flower. He went all the way to the bottom of the stem to find out what is there, what is the origin, from whom have I come? Then he finally gave up and he prayed. And moved by his sincere prayers, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gave him an instruction on the means of how to obtain him, on the Abhideya. He said, he made the waves of the ocean make a sound, tapa. Just a little renunciation is necessary. Meditate, sit down, don't move about. The revelation will come to you. And as he performed meditation and tapasya, finally the Lord revealed himself, the ocean of truth, by sounding his transcendental flute and giving him with the flute melody an initiation in the Gayatri Mantra. Later he revealed his whole kingdom to Lord Brahma. I personally think that all of us were, and some of us still are, in a similar situation. We all are born in really into ignorance about who we are in our original constitutional position or Svarupa. We don't know our clear relationship to Lord Krishna, except that we feel it has to do something with service, my relationship to Krishna. And there is a great need for us to be enlightened. There is a continuous need to know in this world of ignorance. But if you want to know the truth, you must pay the price and maintain your purchasing ability. You must become eager and you must remain eager. Only when you are very eager and you remain eager in spiritual life will the truth be revealed to you. Brahma was without an institution. He was all alone. He was very, very eager. We are surrounded by so many devotees. This is very, very good. It can be very inspiring. But there is a danger, the danger of mass psychology, that without you thinking about it, you share in with the consciousness of the rest of the group. And you become group conscious and not Krishna conscious. I sometimes get communications from disciples who have become group conscious and not Krishna conscious. This is a danger. The group can give us a lot of support, but if we lose our goal, and if we lose our spiritual eagerness, I must get Krishna. I must get Krishna. This is the only thing a devotee knows who is eager. He doesn't even know that he is very unqualified. He forgets this. He just wants to get his transcendental goal. This you must maintain. Very important. Brahma, I think we all understand, he was alone. Oh, where am I coming from? And what is going on? I mean, it was a great need for him. You are together with many, many people. Please maintain your eagerness and your transcendental orientation, which brought you into this sampradaya, into this spiritual school. Narada Muni is the next spiritual master, and his story is the story of great eagerness also. And you know, after his mother had died, Narada Muni felt so much the eagerness, I want to see Lord Krishna. I want to be with Lord Krishna. I really want to be with him, huh? Then he went into the Shumi, into the forest, and there he started to meditate all alone. I must get this. He was crying in tears of bhava, is described in a beautiful purport of Srila Prabhupada. Finally, Lord Krishna manifested in his heart. And then he later became the great Narada Muni, the great preacher who has brought Krishna consciousness in the lives of great devotees like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, etc. Our sampradaya starts with this note of eagerness, an urgent calling for Lord Krishna. Madhavendra Puri is one of the great spiritual masters as well. Madhavendra Puri came directly from the spiritual world with the secret of Braj Bhakti, the specific, very intimate form of worship of Lord Krishna. And Madhavendra Puri, at the end of his life, was burning with eagerness. Ayidina dayada natahe. He spoke in the language of Srimati Radharani after Krishna had left for Mathura. My dear Lord, you have left us. What is now with my burning heart? How will I be able to live like this without your presence? Lord Chaitanya, he was constantly meditating about this verse. Where Srimati Radharani expresses her great eagerness to be with Lord Krishna. Another example. He had a disciple called Ishvara Puri, and the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became his disciple in, do you know the place? In Gaya. And when he approached Ishvara Puri, Krishna Chaitanya, approached Ishvara Puri, his words were so much full of eagerness, you can't believe it. He first praised his spiritual master by he said, normally we go to holy places. By seeing you, however, the purpose of going to the holy places are fulfilled a million times. Millions of forefathers are immediately freed from material bondage just by seeing you. Therefore, holy places are not equal to you. For you, Ishvara Puri, purify even the holy places. And then he said something very nice, which I want to say to you in the ancient Bengali language of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Sangsara samutra hoite udara hamore e ami deha samapilana tomara. I can't say it so very nice, but Krishna para patmera amrita rasapana amara karoe tumi. Echahidana. Wonderful. He said, please, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talking to Ishvara Puri, please, now what does he want? Please deliver me from the ocean of material existence. I surrender myself unto you. Then he continued, I beg. What does he beg for? I beg that you make me drink the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet. Yes. So this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singing a song of eagerness at the time when he met the spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, went all over India and distributed Krishna consciousness far and wide. He had the birthplace of his movement was in the house of Srivasangam, Srivas Thakur, his dear devotee, where they used to do kirtan from the sunset in the evening to the sun, how do we say? Sunrise, thank you very much, for the sunrise in the morning. When the Qazi came and forbade that ear-deafening sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya arranged for a protest against the government to power. Later, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu overthrew the Qazi and made him his devotee. He went on a tour where he entrusted the confidential knowledge of Krishna consciousness to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, and then returned to Puri after his long tour to relish Krishna consciousness. in deep feelings of separation, of eagerness. He used to sing a song in Puri, which is very moving. Don't worry, I won't try to sing it. He said, "Where are you, O Lord, with the dhoti colored like the flesh? Where are you, beautiful Gopal? Where are you? I cannot count. I count my days, which are empty without you. Please, where are you?" Yes. There were many spiritual masters after him: Narottam, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, good names. And then it went to Thakur Bhaktivinoda, and became the spiritual master of Gorkhashodas Babaji, a great ascete who lived at the bank of the Ganga. He would sometimes have an eggplant and he would offer it like this to the Lord. Sometimes he was so absorbed in Krishna consciousness, he would just eat the mud of Mother Ganga and live like a child who lives from the milk of his mother. He lived from the milk of Mother Ganga, that is the water and the mud he was drinking from and eating from the breast of Mother Ganga. And he initiated the Nrisingha Guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I want to give you a little bit the heartbeat of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When he had not yet any disciple and had made up his mind to become a guru, he was lecturing in Mayapur every day. And once two students came from Calcutta, and they listened to the lecture. It was a very long lecture, and the next morning, the next day, they also listened. And then, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was explaining, they rose up to leave the Qatar to catch the train back to Calcutta. They had to study on Monday. They had come for Saturday and Sunday, so they were getting up to leave. It was a long lecture. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur called them back. And he said, "Where are you going?" "Guru Maharaj, we are going..." In India, everyone calls the Sadhu Guru Maharaj. "We are going to back to Calcutta. We have a ticket." Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur looked at them and said, "If you come to me, please do not come with a return ticket." Now they were thinking, no, we were just politely visiting a sadhu, and so we were very polite to listen. And now he says, "Stay." But they were not sure if they heard rightly. Our education has to go on. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati repeated, he said, "Don't come with a return ticket." They stayed, and they became great sannyasis in his movement of spreading Krishna consciousness. The reason why I give you a little insight in our guru parampara is not to make you feel intense. I want to allow you to put your hand a little bit on the pulse of this great campaign. The Guru Parampara is a great, glorious campaign of God to get lost souls back and bring them back home, back to Godhead. So the train is going in this direction. Back home, back to Godhead. It doesn't go in the Zumpf direction, back to the material world. This is very important if you want to understand Krishna consciousness movement. A scholar once analyzed Krishna consciousness just by its philosophical content. He wanted to find out There would he put the movement, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in terms of philosophy, and he said it deserves the category transcendentalism. It is totally directed towards the spiritual world. Of course, and I need to say this in the content of today's ISKCON experience, we have grown and made a few experiences, some of them a little painful because we were a little ignorant and couldn't really listen so well to Prabhupada. Of course, going back home, back to Godhead, means you must be in a position of strength. You must be situated nicely. Like, we have very nice devotees in our preaching, the Sangha team, and we have seen with these devotees, very important for the devotees to find their place properly, and not at the expense of preaching, we should be nervous people. No, and we must do this. Please, do not feel when I say these transcendental words, no return tickets, please. Please do not feel, oh no, now Sachinandan Swami, as his birthday present to all of us, he has said, stay here in Goloka Dham with us. This is not what I'm saying. I'm also not saying that some of you who work, they should interrupt their work. No. I'm talking of something very deeply inside which needs to be there. And certain attitude, a certain desire, a certain, let me say, vision of reality. Let's face it. The world is not meant, is not constructed to make you happy. The world, the material world, is not constructed in order to fulfill your deepest requirements of love and ecstasy. This deepest requirements of the soul for love and ecstatic experience can only be fulfilled in your original home where you belong. That is the kingdom of rasa, the kingdom of loving exchanges with Krishna. So when we say no return ticket, of course Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur meant it literally. He needed preachers and he said, stay here, you are good preachers, I will train you. And they accepted it. He had not made a calculation mistake. He understood they were ready for this. So I have now introduced a few gurus to you, and I wanted to give you the pulse of the gurus. The pulse is eagerness for Krishna, which they give, and which they want to give to all of us, their following. I would like to now draw your attention to a Vyasa Puja address of Srila Prabhupada, where he made a point similar to what Shishtikata told us. He said, my dear ladies and gentlemen, if you think that here is your guru and there is someone else's guru, you make a great mistake. Guru is one. Guru is not two, guru is one. And what he meant saying this is, this glorious campaign of Krishna, which goes through the Guru Parampara, it's all this back to Godhead movement, in which all the gurus join as one force, one pulling force, which are meant to pull us back to Godhead. Sometimes when you have tautsin, I do not know what it is, the ropes, huh? Two parties are there, one rope party is on this side of the rope, the other party is on that side of the rope, and then they pull, boom, boom, boom. So one party can be said is one party, it is one. They all pull in the same direction. This party goes this way, that party goes that way. They are one. They don't have different pulling forces otherwise. It wouldn't make any sense. So the guru is one. It is Krishna's arrangement to come through this arrangement of the sampradaya to us and try to pull us back home, back to Godhead. Although we have learned to hold the world and say, no, I don't go. I see this, that my disciples seem to be world masters in this, when I'm just saying a little bit different from what they want. They protest, no, no, I won't go. This is a natural for a conditioned soul, but we must slowly change this. So let me now talk a little bit, what is the essential principle of a spiritual master? And now it will get fascinating for you. The essential principle of the spiritual master is he repeats what he has heard from his own spiritual master. The moment the spiritual master will not repeat what he has heard, he pulls in another direction. And that is not so good. In a Sanskrit verse, the guru is described as being Kanadharam. Kanadharam means he carries ears. You may think, though, why is the guru? Why? I mean, imagine if I would identify, let us say, Vrindavan Chandra would ask me, can you say, I have heard in Germany there's a devotee called Yama Chandra. Can you identify him so that I can find him? And I would say, yes, he has two ears. Then Vrindavan Chandra would say, please be a little bit more specific. Everyone has two ears, even Mataji's and the cows. And I mean, when I said even, I didn't want to say also Mataji's. I wanted to say not even also Mataji. I'm very sorry. This was a derogatory statement. I didn't mean it. Also, I do not know if insects also have ears. Everyone has. So this is not a very specific, how do you say, qualification for anyone. So why is the Bhagavatam saying the guru is Kanadharam? He carries ears, a set of ears. Because for a guru, it's so important to hear the instructions from the previous acharyas and repeat them. For disciple also, he should have a good functioning set of ears. It's his qualification. Of course, we don't mean just the fleshy ears. We mean a certain attitude to hear and repeat. Yes. Srila Prabhupada, when he was not yet determined to make his mission of Krishna consciousness, he once had a very, very interesting reading adventure, or reading enlightenment, which shows you a little bit how good Prabhupada's ears are. He was reading in the Bhagavatam something which gave him the determination to surrender to his spiritual master in order to go to the West and make the Krishna consciousness movement. The purport he read was to the verse 241, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in this purport describes about intelligence of a disciple. He says, please listen very carefully. Do we have enough air for you to listen? No. So Gunther will give us now, he will be the merciful distributor of air. Mach ruhig richtig kräftig auf, sonst schlafen die mir alle ein. Ja. Ach, ja, und the sun. Let the sunshine in. Yeah. Oh, good. So please breathe a little. Should I repeat where we are? we talk about the qualification of Srila Prabhupada. We have now qualified. We have. Thank you. Gadadha, where some of your parents in Africa and learned from the elephants? Maybe when Gadadha was born, an elephant was blowing woo and created a deep sanskara. mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I mean it in a loving, affectionate way. It's not a that. So now our Maharajis have something to talk about. Oh, please, listen. Ours is a sampradaya of great eagerness. It goes in the direction of the spiritual world. And the qualifications of a spiritual master is to hear from his spiritual master and learn this path. And I will now read to you a purport of Srila, of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which Prabhupada says moved him to follow the instructions of his spiritual master and do what he later did. If you want to understand Prabhupada, you need to understand this purport. It was a peak experience for Prabhupada. So the purport of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur goes like this. The best kind of intelligence I can possibly have, is intelligence used in the service of Krishna. Intelligence is defined as fixed when it is intent means alert, upon my spiritual master's instructions, such as chanting the name of Krishna, remembering his activities, and performing service to his lotus feet. My spiritual master's instructions are my sadhana and my life, both in the beginning stages of bhakti as well in bhakti's perfectional stage. This is Swarup Bhakti. I desire only to follow his instructions. I accept nothing else as my life's work, even in dreams. Wow. Very great determination. Whether I am happy or distressed, whether the material world remains or is destroyed, gone, I don't care. There is no loss for me. I simply must carry out the orders of my spiritual master. Fixedness upon his orders is determined intelligence and devotional service, and only by being fixed on his orders can such determined intelligence prosper. Hare Krishna, this is my nectar book, and I've put it on the first page of my nectar book. And there are other things in here, for instance, the seminar which I will give in Bosnia, the winter seminar in here also. Srila Prabhupada took the order of the words of the parampara as his heart and soul, and when he got this order from his Guru Maharaj, he went out and he sacrificed his life in trying to fulfill the instruction. If you want to understand Prabhupada's eagerness in this school of parampara, you must hear his poem which he sang to the Lord when he arrived in America. It was still on the boat. Prabhupada had not started his mission, but now you will hear what he felt in his heart. Aniyacho jani prabhu amara nachate, nacha nacha o prabhu nacha o se mate, kashtera patuli jata nacha o se mate. Now you must say, not so much nacha o, nacha te, nacha o, nacha o. What does this mean? Nacha o means to dance. O Lord, Prabhupada said, O God, Gospodin, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance. O Lord, make me dance as you like. This is a Prabhupada mood. Prabhupada meant his International Society for Krishna Consciousness as the dance, his dance, or his loving offering for his spiritual master. He traveled all around the globe. He established temples, gave programs, printed books, wrote books. Prabhupada was very much indebted to all of those who helped him in this endeavor. Sriman George Harrison, who has recently left us, who gave a donation to print the Krishna book. It's very interesting how Prabhupada just finished the Krishna book. It was really one of his first books, and he wanted it to be printed because his spiritual master had given him the order to preach by printing books and distributing books. But he had no money. So he asked Shyama Sundar to go to George Harrison and ask him for the donation. $20,000 was at that time something like $80,000 or maybe $100,000, I do not know, but much more than it is now. And Shyama Sundar said, "Prabhupada, I want to be a friend of this person. I have never asked him for money. If I ask him for money, he will think we are like everyone else who just care for his money, not for his soul. Please, don't request me to ask the money." And Prabhupada says, "No, no, he will like to give the donation." It was an order. Shyama Sundar couldn't get out of this one. So he went to George Harrison and talked the whole night, and he whole evening with him, friendly about Krishna and so on. When can I say it? Finally, he said it. You know, Srila Prabhupada, yes, that's George Harrison. He wants to print his book, Krishna book, and he wants to ask you if you can give the donation. Later, George Harrison said, at this moment when he heard it, he wanted to say no and turn away from Krishna consciousness, because he thought, now it is here, I don't know, I have so much money, but now they ask me. But at the moment when Shyama Sundara, with a red face, like Shishtikata sometimes has, when Shyama Sundara said, "Prabhupada wants you to give the donation," at this moment there was a flash that went into the electricity. The whole house went out, blank. The whole area was blank. It was night and the wind was howling. And then after, you know, they were all very moved. You know, the nature makes her howl, we humans become tame and so become very humble. So after this 3 minutes or so, the lights went on, and George Harrison just sat in his seat and he said, "After this, how can I say no?" And he gave the donation. The Krishna book was printed and distributed, and many, many years passed. Now, finally, Prabhupada was on his deathbed in Vrindavan, instructing us in the last, giving instructions and talking Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he took out the ring and gave it to one of his beloved disciples. It was the only ring he had. Took it away, but he could hardly move. And he whispered, "Give this ring to George Harrison as my gratitude. He helped me to fulfill the orders of my spiritual master. He helped me to print Krishna book. Give him this ring." This was after, I do not know, 10 years or 9 years, Prabhupada remembered everyone who helped him to spread the Krishna consciousness and wanted to acknowledge this. My dear devotees, I have talked on a principle of the Guru Parampara, which is eagerness to get Krishna and eagerness to fulfill the orders of the spiritual master, of the and so on. I want to now draw out my last principle, and then we will have our happy birthday ceremony. A principle which I feel is so entirely important for everyone here. If you wish to become connected to this glorious campaign of God, the Parampara, and you want to become a worthy member of it, there is something you have to know. It is to the degree where we surrender So the degree we get the power of God, so that the power of God can work through us. I want to repeat it again because I said it not so nice in good English. So that degree we surrender, so that degree the power of God can work through us. Don't think this campaign or this sampradaya is something, some spiritual school, also very interesting school, the Enneagram, the personality development school, or this and that. There may be many important schools, and they also have their relevance. They can teach us nice things. But see, the real thing is when the power of God comes and works through this, through you. And this will happen when you make up your mind to surrender. To surrender your own independence to the parampara and to work on its behalf. You will see that through you, wonders will happen. Very nice things will happen. Prabhupada once, he said, you all call me the founder of the Hare Krishna movement. But he said, I'm not the founder, I'm just the servant. Prabhupada made it very clear that what happened in his life was the mercy of God upon him, because he was surrendering to his spiritual master and the parampara. You must know there is another principle in parampara, that our worship goes up to our spiritual master, through the line goes to Krishna, and the mercy of Krishna will flow down or pour down through the parampara into our lives and will empower us and move us. And like a puppet who is not dancing on his own strength, but by the strength of the puppeteer who moves him. These are some principles of parampara. Eagerness, following, surrendering. Which are very powerful. If you can take these three principles, eagerness to get Krishna, following, and then surrendering, your life will change to the better, and you will see how the power of the Lord will also move through you. Prabhupada did amazingly not make a big thing about the position of the guru. He said, everyone, to his disciples, he would say, every one of you should become gurus. We need hundreds, thousands of gurus, he said, to enlighten the world. What made him sure to say this? To give such a bold statement. Well, he preached about the principles. Eagerness, he said, the price to get Krishna is your eagerness. Following, he said, his own qualification is he follows the orders of his spiritual master. He said, that's my only credit. And surrender. By the way, you live much more happy when you surrender to the superior orders of God than to your own small ego. It is not so nice. It is not really so happy, this life of this type of surrender. So yet, I wanted to say this. I myself very, very much trying to understand how it works. I've yesterday given initiations as a member of the parampara. I feel always very insignificant and small. But I know very much that if I keep the principle intact of eagerness in Krishna consciousness, following and surrendering, that I am connected. And I also know that if disciples of mine follow these principles, they will also have wonders happening in their life. I know this because I have seen this with many devotees, and I think that one day, and I hope that one day, my disciples will also be gurus, and because we need so many to elevate the world in Krishna consciousness. Yes, then I'm I'm gone to the place where I want to go when I'm no longer in this duality world. Then good, the disciples can carry on this. Yes. Good. So I wish you all the best in your spiritual life. Please think about this. And please believe me, it's not easy to follow these principles immediately. I had a nice discussion with one very nice devotee this morning where I wanted to make clear to him that, see, in bhakti, we just want to have the right attitude and then everything else follows. We want to have love in our heart. And so when you follow these principles, you will see it might be a little difficult in the beginning. You might struggle, that's understood. But if you have them as the goal and guiding light of your spiritual life, you will also become a worthy member of this Sampradaya. I'm remembering at this moment my own difficulties of sometimes being just the perfect disciple. I must tell you, I consider myself a very, very temperamental disciple of Prabhupada, and I'm not always 100% on the line. I want to be, but I joined so young. I'm such an independent person, and I'm really preaching to me every day, and I'm starting to listening to what I preach. But I want to not sit here on the birthday and say you must all follow and what was it? Must be eager, follow, and fully surrender. You must come to this standard as quick as possible. If you're not yet, don't feel excluded and don't feel that something is, that I do not love you or whatever. But please try to come to this standard as soon as possible. Hare Krishna. I remember when Prabhupada first met his spiritual master, the second time he went to Siddha Mayapur, and there was the mat, that means the ashram of his spiritual master. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was giving a darshan. So he was sitting, so he was not yet in the room, but the devotees came in and sat before a sofa like this, maybe a little bigger. And then Srila Prabhupada came in who at that time, and he thought, he looked at the room, and he was never there, and he immediately said, oh, there is a place free on the sofa, and he sat on the sofa. He was the only person who sat on the sofa. Then, a little later, when the room filled up, he noticed no one is sitting on the sofa around. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came in, and he sat on the sofa. By that time he understood, so this is actually for him, the seat, not for the people who take darshan. And then Prabhupada said in his own humorous way, but of course I didn't get down immediately. He was sitting, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't, he allowed him to sit on the same sofa with him. So, but Prabhupada got down the next time and sat where everyone was when he understood. So I also want to encourage you, please, next time, when you don't make it the first time in the school of following and surrender, make it the next time. And in this way, you will become glorious because you are gloriously connected with the glorious campaign of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you very much. All the best for you, your ceremony. I'm a little bit in a humorous situation while I'm talking like this. I feel like the Brahmana who carried Giriraj to Kashi and Vrindavan, he all of a sudden had the need to just go to a certain private situation. So you will have to excuse me now for exactly 2 minutes. It's a real urgent project which I have to take care of here. Hare Krishna.